Okay, guys, let's start trying to answer these questions then, shall we? Okay, and then I will say that the second and third question, I have little stars on them because they were asked a couple of times. So I just have them in the wording of when I first saw them. Yeah, I just thought I'd clarify that. So what is your how I started posting on GWA story? Okay, so to kind of get into how I started posting on GWA, I kind of have to get into how I, like, found the subreddit, if that makes sense. So, for me, like, personally, normal porn didn't really, like, enhance the experience of getting off. Like, it didn't really do much for me. But I would have it on just because I don't want to stare into the dark existential void that is my room in the middle of the night. So I would usually have it on just for the sake of having something to look at. And if it's I don't have it on, then I'm reading erotica. But, so yeah, normal porn didn't really do anything for me. I kind of would just, it would just be there. Like, yeah, it's just there. So one night I'm kind of just like, mindlessly clicking videos through Pornhub, just like click, 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 not really paying attention to where I'm going. And then I come across this one video, and my eyes are kind of blurry. Like, my vision's kind of blurry because I was really, really sleepy. I was really tired, but like I couldn't like fall asleep. I think my eyes were exhausted too. And I was kind of confused because I knew it was a still image, but I couldn't see what it was. And I was like, is it buffering and I'm not realizing it? Like, why the fuck is it not? Why is it not moving? So I finally, like, my vision kind of cleared a little bit and I could see a little bit better. And I realized that it was because it said it was an audio in the, like, the picture thing. I don't know a word for it, but yeah, the picture thing. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I turned up the volume on my phone because I listen to porn like really quietly. Don't know why, I've always done it that way. So I turned up the volume and I decided to give it a listen. And I figured out that, yeah, I was really fucking into it. And I was, you know, actually like getting off to it, and I really enjoyed it, and you know, and it made me horny as fuck, and the guy's voice was hot as hell, and I was like, okay, you know, I can get into this. So I binge listened to all the guy's content in like one sitting that he had posted on Pornhub, and then I was like, okay, well, I want to like tell this guy that, you know, like, this shit's really good, you know, like, I want to like, you know, give my feedback. And but I didn't want to make a Pornhub account because I was like, I don't feel like making a Pornhub account. So then I figured out that he posted on Reddit. And I was like, okay, then I guess I'll make a Reddit account since I was already considering it. So I made the Reddit account. And so then because of that, I found the wonderful GWA community. And I, you know, started, you know, lurking, and I started commenting. I found a bunch of creators that I really, really liked. And then, you know, I kind of just decided especially after listening to a couple of creators in specific, I think one of them knows who he is. I'm just going to say it's a he. I think one of them knows who he is. Yeah, one of them definitely knows who he is. But, so I decided to do it. And I guess the rest is history. It accidentally blew up and got popular. And yeah, I just, total accident, didn't intend for it to happen, but totally don't regret that it did. So yeah, that's kind of how I started posting. What is your favorite type/tags of audio to make? I really like making the kind of girlfriend experience slash friends to lovers like kind of audios, because I really like, I don't know, I just, I really, really, really like incorporating like kind of that element of like silliness to it, and like the stupid banter and the dumb nicknames and all the stupid jokes and the dumb ways that I use vocal inflections and yeah, just all that fun stuff, because I think, sorry about that cut, I got scared that one of my roommates was coming up the stairs. Yeah, and I really like, you know, because I feel like I, in my own like personal life, all of like the elements of like me being quote unquote sexy, they have that like dumb, silly element to it, because I'm an awkward human being and I kind of use the laughter to get through the awkwardness. So, you know, I just, you know, that's kind of why I do it and why I like it. I like having that element of silliness to it. So, the definitely the girlfriend experience audios, the friends to lovers. Also, I really like being in the, even though like I'm like a huge switch and I am on like all sides of the kink rainbow, I really like recording the gentle femdom ones, because I like being in that headspace, because it gives me like an element of confidence that I just don't have in my everyday life, if that makes sense. So the gentle femdom stuff, and I'm really hoping to do more ramble faps in the future, because I thought that was really fun. I really enjoyed recording that. What/whose audios do you like listening to? I'm not gonna name names, because I feel like that would be kind of weird. Even though I did like get like kind of popular, like I just feel like, still feel like the awkward like fangirl, if that makes sense. So like saying names would be kind of strange, though I do know, I think like a few people, like they know that I listen to their content and that I like their content. So a few of them, I definitely know they know that. In terms of what I like listening to, again, I'm a big switch, so I'm constantly like going back and forth and everywhere in between. But I do really like the kind of boyfriend experience and girlfriend experience audios, because again, that a lot of them, they have that like element of silliness to them, and I like the element of silliness, because it makes me feel like, you know, that they're having fun, and especially like laughing, I just it's great. And then also like, you know, M sub and F sub, just quality shit. And then if I'm going to be completely realistic, I will probably click on anything with a choking tag, most likely. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. Those are definitely the what and who I like listening to. Do you go on Pillow Talk Audio, and will you ever be posting over there? I don't really go on Pillow Talk Audio. I really, really tried to get into it. I don't know, it just wasn't my jam. I couldn't really get into it. Like, it's not really my thing. I don't go on Pillow Talk Audio, and I probably won't post over there, but who knows? Things change, things happen, so I might, who knows? But until then, yeah, probably not. It's not for me, personally. It's not my thing. Will you do giantess roleplay or shrinking your boyfriend roleplay in the future? Probably. I mean, I am 6 feet tall. I'm quite a tall girl. So, you know, so doing something where I kind of get to like really own the whole being tall thing is, feels like it would be fun. I don't know. You know, like, yeah, it feels like it would be a fun idea. So who knows, maybe if I like find, when I start doing script fills, if I find a good script for it, I'll probably do it, you know? Yeah, it just feels like it would be like a really fun thing to do. So yeah, so probably. Well, I think one of my roommates had the cough there for a second. So what is your favorite genre of music? Okay, yeah, this question is like not fair because of how much listen music, like different types of music that I listen to. And yeah, I listen to a lot of music, all sorts of types. Because like I have just a lot of different influences of music that I like in my life. But I guess like in terms of like favorite genre, I'm gonna have to pick based on just what I listen to the most. And when I say listen to the most, I mean like barely 50%, like just over 50% of what I listen to. And that would be rock, definitely. Leaning more so towards like hard rock and metal, but rock, yeah. I do have like a huge soft spot for like classic rock because I will always have a soft spot for that. But yeah, so hard rock and so yeah, rock, leaning more so towards hard rock and metal, but I love a good majority of the rock styles. There's a couple that I'm just like, no thanks. But other than that, yeah, that's the one I'm gonna have to go with just because it encompasses the most, quote unquote, of what I listen to. No originality here, but why'd you decide to start doing these audios? Okay, so we got into like the how earlier. Let's get into like the why. And the reason why I started to do these, I got like a couple of them. One, I thought it would be really fun. And I don't get enough opportunities to do like quote unquote acting stuff, especially like voice stuff. In just in my personal life, I just don't usually have the time like to like audition for shows and stuff, even though I will be auditioning for one kind of soon, actually, like this month, or not this month, but like next month, August. I'll be auditioning for a show in August, but I don't usually get very many opportunities to do fun creative things like this, and so I thought it would be like a fun thing I could do. And yeah, and then like second reason I feel like it would be a fun way to like explore my sexuality. You know, I really want to find a way to just like explore, you know, who I am and, you know, what I like, what I don't like, more so than I have gotten to in my personal life. And do it in a way that's like really like just safe, I guess, if that makes sense. You know, like I can explore these ideas without, you know, like, because I got like some weird parts of myself, and I can explore these ideas without like, you know, like no damage being caused by to any party, or at least I hope not. Oh god. Yeah, and then like the third reason is I'm kind of just doing this as a way to like kind of like get through some anxiety and like kind of like force quote unquote, but yeah, kind of like force my way out of that headspace and really just, you know, like, yeah, so like to kind of just like help me like kind of accept myself and like get over that like whole my issues with anxiety and talking to people and all that good stuff. So yeah. Where was I? Yeah. So how does it feel to know there are at least 300 people who are horny for your voice? Like I said, I think last I checked, it is 326 people. And it's honestly like the only word I can really like use to describe how it feels is surreal. Because like, you know, for the longest time, I was still used to like hating my voice and like, sorry, that was my stomach. I don't know if you guys heard that, but just like, I'm so used to like being told that like, I was like kind of annoying and then I need to like shut up. And yeah, and I just kind of like grew up like not liking my voice. And then all of a sudden, I start posting things on the internet and people are telling me that I actually have a hot voice and that it's kind of sexy. So yeah, like the only word I can really use to describe it is surreal. That is the best word for it. Yeah, so, but it's like a good kind of surreal. It's not like, yeah, it's not a bad thing that it's surreal. It's definitely a good thing. It's just, it is very out of the norm of what I'm used to feeling. So yeah, that's kind of the whole thing. So yeah, let's see. What would you say is your favorite audio of yours? Ooh, what is my favorite audio of mine? I don't know, honestly. Because, like, I like them. I like all of them for, like, kind of, like, different reasons. Because, like, I've gotten to do, like, a bunch of different things with these audios. Yeah, you know, like, I get to do a lot of, like, different things with these audios. And so, yeah, I'm not entirely sure what my favorite audio of mine is. Fuck, I didn't expect this question to actually be, like, kind of hard that I, like, have to, like, honestly, like, really think about it, you know, because then again, I'm extremely tired and, just trying to think is a little difficult at the moment. I probably shouldn't be doing this while super sleep deprived, but I'm doing it anyway because god damn it, I'm gonna get this thing done today. I'm stubborn and I'm just determined to get this done. So what would I say is my favorite audio of mine? I guess if I have to pick, I will say I did really like Midnight Munchies, because like that one, I kind of listened back to it while I was like less sleepy and, you know, more awake, and I just had a really good time laughing at some of the things I was saying and also at the stupid bird. That was pretty funny to me. So Midnight Munchies is definitely a favorite just because me being sleep deprived is probably one of like the funniest things to listen to, in my personal opinion, especially when I'm much more awake. And I guess Some Fun Outdoors was like really, really fun to do just because I don't get very many opportunities, or, you know, it was an opportunity. I'm sorry, I'm like really tired. If you guys can tell, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. It was an opportunity to kind of use my recording environment, because I usually have to record outside, though today I'm not. I'm indoors because I ain't about to spend over an hour in 85 degree Fahrenheit Florida heat. No thank you, ma'am. Trying to record into a microphone. That's just no thanks. So yeah, I just got to use like that outdoor environment to my advantage, and you know, so it's like the cicadas were actually in place instead of like an annoyance. So yeah. That's probably, yeah. So those, I guess, are my favorites. What's your favorite song by your favorite artist, or your favorite band or artist? Oh, that's not fair. that's not fair at all. I listened to like so many different like bands. It's, oh, fuck. I didn't expect. God damn it. What is it with y'all giving me like hard questions? Like, that's actually a really difficult question for me to answer. I'm like genuinely struggling here because I have to pick a favorite band. Are you kidding me? I have to pick a favorite band? Oh, God. Pick a favorite band. Why would you guys do this to me? Why would you do this to me? I have to pick a favorite band. Oh, Jesus. Favorite band. I love so many bands and they're all like so different. Like, that's the thing, like picking a favorite band is hard because like a lot of them again I like them for different reasons. Kind of like I also had a hard time with the genre question earlier because I like different genres for different reasons. I'm kind of cheat here and I'm gonna pick three bands and then I'll pick songs by each one of those bands because, yeah, and they're gonna be like three like pretty different like types of bands because, yeah, just I'm breaking the rules here. I guess I don't care because it's my AMA. I can do whatever I want, you know. Sorry about that cut. That was a roommate of mine. So I'm gonna pick three favorite bands because that'll be much easier than, yeah, I gotta do it, otherwise I'm gonna drive myself insane. So I guess the first band that's kind of coming to my mind in terms of like three favorite bands, I know I'm probably spending way too long on this fucking question, but I don't fucking care, you know, it's a hard question. Which, by the way, I'm always down for like new music recommendations. If you guys got recommendations for songs and music and bands and artists, please send them my way. I love getting suggestions for music. So the first band that like came to my brain was Volbeat, which if you haven't checked out Volbeat, do yourself a favor and do that. Danish metal band, really, 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 really good. Really good stuff. All of their music is just great. But then I gotta pick a favorite song by Volbeat. And that's really difficult because so many of their songs are so fucking good. I guess if I have to pick a favorite song by Volbeat, then I'm gonna pick Lola Montez by Volbeat. And the only reason I'm picking that song is because, fun fact about me, I have chronic back pain. I have since I was 14, and Lola Montez is one of like the few songs that can actually make me get up and like dance to it and like fight through my back pain to dance to it. So I am picking that song because that song is one of the few songs that I am stubborn enough to fight through my back pain in order to jam out to. So Lola Montez by Volbeat, that's the first pick, just because of that. The second band that kind of came to my mind was actually a Powerwolf, German power metal band, which, by the way, I highly recommend the music video for. Actually, it's going to be the favorite song that I pick, because that one's actually kind of easy, because I like the song that I'm about to say, because it's really, sorry about that again, I really like the song, and it's just, like, I don't know, there's just something about it that just makes me all happy and shiz, but, Demons Are a Girl's Best Friend by Powerwolf. I recommend the music video because sexy nuns, that's all I'll say. Demons Are a Girl's Best Friend. That's probably my favorite song by Powerwolf. Just, I don't know, there's something about it that's like really, 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 really entertaining to me. I
I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah, so demons are a girl's best friend by Powerwolf. And then I guess the third band that I'm thinking of is Hailstorm. And just, first of all, Lizzie Hale, oh my God, I fucking love her. Just, I got to see her live, and that was like easily one of the greatest experiences of my entire life. 10 out of 10, would do it again. I would totally see Hailstorm live again if I got the chance. Hailstorm. But then I gotta pick a favorite song, and again, another case of so many good songs. Fuck. Favorite song by Hailstorm. I guess I'm gonna have to go with, why is this hard? Why is this difficult? Oh yeah, because they have so many good songs. I guess I Get Off by Hailstorm, just because, yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. I Get Off by Hailstorm. So the three picks: Lola Montez by Volbeat, Demons Are a Girl's Best Friend by Powerwolf, and I Get Off by Hailstorm. Those are the three picks for that question. Because I am breaking the rules because I can, I guess. It's my AMA. I guess I make the rules. I don't know. Hopefully, the guy who asked that question, hopefully you're okay with me answering it like that, because I was going to drive myself insane if I didn't. So, yeah. So that's how I answered that question. Yeah.